This is Kareem Mosna with CFRC Radio in Kingston reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. This past Saturday, December 3rd, was International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Just prior to that, on Friday, the City of Kingston presented its 2022 Accessibility Awards. I had the chance to speak with two of the award recipients. Please note that this interview was made possible through an ASL interpreter.
Tell me about what Signable Vision does for this community.
I empower businesses to develop inclusive communication strategies and practices with the goal of improving awareness to engage with different people, whether it be that they are deaf, hard of hearing, have autism, are new to Canada, and whenever they're engaging in work or customer service environments, so that they have those strategies and are prepared to respond in a way without fear or awkwardness, and that they're simply ready to interact.
Okay, so you work directly with these individuals.
Well, I do work with individuals, yes, but also small businesses and large corporate training as well, with employers, and I provide training for their staff in their processes.
How vital is this training in these environments?
Well, people think they know everything already, but they have more to learn and they can benefit from that. And improving on their environments so that they're improving their visual access, because not everybody is able to necessarily identify and is not necessarily showing a label, but it's an opportunity to create the exposure so that those environments are able to improve their accessibility.
And you did bring up a great point there about not every disability is one that is a visible one. So tell me a little bit about creating environments for those with hidden disabilities.
Well, if you have signage, like infographics, for example, the information is that much more clear for people to be able to access it. And when you're using media, make sure to include captioning, include interpreters, provide transcripts, because that way you have it as a fair access for everyone and everyone is accommodated, because you may not necessarily know and the information is then more widely shared and everyone benefits from it.
And finally, any thoughts to share on receiving this accessibility award today?
A bit shocked, really. I'm humbled and very appreciative that someone nominated me, Carrie nominated me, so I really do appreciate that. I have been involved in the MAC committee and in the awards process before and encouraged more accessibility for people. When we see the awards happening, you hear from other people, but the actual actions of individuals is really what's so inspiring.
Great, thank you very much for your time today.
I then spoke with Associate Professor of Mechanical and Materials Engineering at Queen's University, Dr. Claire Davies, who also received a 2022 Accessibility Award.
Tell me a little bit about the work that you and your class did at Queen's University with regards to accessibility.
So we have, we've been doing this for 6 years. It's engineers and occupational therapists, so it's a core class for the third year engineering biomechanics students and the second year occupational therapist students. And we work together with members of the community to design technology that enables them to be more independent within the community. So yeah, we've done a variety of different things. We do, of course I blank. We did an ostomy guide for a lady who has glaucoma. We've worked on devices for gaming systems for children who can't interact with maybe a Nintendo Switch. We've made switches so that kids can use electronics more effectively. That was one of the activities we actually did last night just for fun. We've adapted electronic water guns and some little teddy bears that actually play music. And so we did that just last night as part of our holiday party. So when we actually do the course, we have 60 engineers, 60 occupational therapists, give or take, both all years. And so we put them on teams of six, where we have three engineers, three occupational therapists, and they meet with the end user about four times during the duration of the semester. And so the idea is that the design for that end user, first they figure out what the end user actually needs. They design the first device, they prototype the device, they take it to the end user. The end user says, yeah, I like this, I don't like this, what can we change? And they go through that iteration a couple times before we eventually get to the point where we can give that the device over to the end user to help them.
So tell me about sort of what inspires the particular devices that you work on as a class. As I know you mentioned some very great examples, what's the inspiration?
It's the end users. They come in with whatever they want right from the start. They are the ones who identify it, and we have to manage expectations, because in the course of a 12-week stint, you don't actually get a whole lot of iterations and improvement. But over the summer, I usually will continue to work with some summer students to ensure that we actually get the device to a stage at which we can actually give it over to the end user, so it's actually designed effectively enough that they can use it effectively. And so it ends up being that the 12 weeks in the course, we end up usually having four teams designing for each end user, and then we take the best components from each of those designs and formulate those together to design a device for at the end of the summer.
What's the name of this course?
We call it Building Better Together, so it's a third-year biomedical product design course, and the occupational therapy, I believe it's environmental living, but I can't remember the actual name for the occupational therapy side of things, but it is, we call it Building Better Together.
And are these devices, you know, going beyond the classroom, like, are these being used? In the community,
yes. Yeah. So our main goal is to have them within the community. So even during the pandemic, we did everything via Zoom, and we mailed out the devices to the clients for assessment and for final use. So we were able to continue that throughout the pandemic, but we always ensure that our clients do get a device that they can use in the future.
And lastly, thoughts on receiving this accessibility award today?
I definitely credit Vera for enabling me to achieve this award and to be given credit for this. I think it's great that people within the Queen's community can hear more about both the course and accessibility as a whole. Listening to the speakers that we've had today, it has really shown that we really need to improve our accessibility as a whole, especially on the campus, as well as the rest of Kingston.
Well, definitely, and also just to follow a point to that, I mean, hearing from Desiree, who gave a great talk, we do have ways to go in this country, in this province. Perhaps, what is sort of a what you'd like to see in terms of accessibility? I know it's a big question, but anything that pops into mind.
So I've actually done it from the perspective of getting the engineers into that accessibility mindset from the time they're in third year, and understanding that they need to meet the needs of all members of the community right from the third year, fourth year level. And so that's something that I design into all of my courses. I really want the rest of the community to actually jump on board as well to be able to do that. And the buildings, those are the most important at Queen's. We really need to start enhancing them, making them more accessible, and having an idea of where the accessibility exits and entrances are, as well as accessible washrooms. I know those are one of the biggest things that I get asked on a regular basis, is where do I go? Which floor is the ramp out to the rest of the community? I can't get out. And so those are some of the things that I find within the Queen's community. So I'd love to see just everybody designing, thinking about that at the very first step, designing for accessibility and ensuring that we can enhance the community, make it accessible for all.
Okay, Claire, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.